ABC Radio Australia.
Despite public opposition, Samoa's government has started the demolition of one of the country's oldest buildings and what's believed to be the last surviving colonial structure in the entire Pacific. I'm talking about the old courthouse that was built by the German administration in 1902. It was in front of this historical courthouse back in 1929 that Tapua Tamasese Lealofi III, the leader of Samoa's Mau movement, was fatally shot by New Zealand police in an event known as Black Saturday that was the turning point to the country's road to independence. And in 1962, when Samoa did win independence, the courthouse housed the Samoan government. So given its significance, Samoa opposition groups and people on social media have opposed the old courthouse's demolition. And that includes Oscar Stunzer, a Samoan with German heritage, because his grandfather designed and built the building. Oscar spoke with his daughter Inga Stuzner, who works for the ABC's Rockhampton Bureau in central Queensland.
So I was lucky to be the recipient of an OEM for my work in the Pacific, especially in Samoa. Now, my grandfather came to Samoa to help the German government build buildings and bridges. He was a structural engineer, and he built quite a lot of buildings in Samoa, historical buildings, which are now all disappeared. The last building he built is the courthouse.
So what does it mean to you? How are you feeling with the Samoan government and Tuila Epa deciding to demolish the courthouse?
I think the courthouse, ever since its inception, was an icon in Samoa. And it's also very much tied up with the history, political history of Samoa. One of our paramount chiefs, Tupua Tamasese, was shot in front of the courthouse, and that ties the courthouse with the early history of Samoa getting independence.
Now, Tuila Epa has said that he wants to get rid of, well, the courthouse because it is a structure from colonial days. So what's your response to that?
I think that's a very, very short-sighted view. He's getting rid of something that's been an icon for Samoa, tied up with the history of Samoa, not only with the Germans, but for years and years, that was the place where justice was meted out to the people. And for the Prime Minister to say, this is a colonial eyesore, he worked in that building all his early life when he came back. He had a colonial education. The New Zealand government sent him to New Zealand on a scholarship for an education at university. He also is a very religious man. Religion came into Samoa as a colonial branch of European colonization.
And so for your family history as being Samoan and German, what does it mean to you personally to see the destruction of that courthouse?
Well, it's a very sad, far as I'm concerned. It hurts me a lot to see an icon destroyed. Surely, you know, it's something they could have upgraded and used as a museum. I think as we Samoans have benefited a lot from colonial governments, and I think we should take the good what the colonial governments gave us, and also the good that Samoa has given us, and mend the two together. And I reckon because that has now occurred and has enriched the Samoan society, and no one can say it hasn't, because it has.
So in terms of like your grandfather being part of that colonial movement, were the Germans part of this movement that came and just took land from Samoans?
No, as a matter of fact, the German governor introduced a law that most native land can never be sold. Only 15% of the land was alienated land that you can buy and sell. The rest were native land, and that belonged to the Samoan people. He also established the Land and Title Court, which still operates today. And all chief titles are registered in the Land and Titles Court. Any disputes goes to the court, and the court decides whether your title is legitimate or not. Even Tuila Epa's title is registered in that court.
So moving forward, I guess, you know, the courthouse is going to be gone. Is that the last of the buildings that were made during the German times?
No. The last building would be my grandfather's home. It's still there. A lot of overseas doctors, especially German doctors, go to Samoa for their training. And you know what? A lot of them live in that house. So that's the irony of the whole thing.
Oscar Stuzner there, whose grandfather designed and built Samoa's old courthouse that's being demolished, sharing his memories and views with his own daughter, the ABC's Inga Stuzner. Now, it has been reported that the company demolishing the building has agreed to restore it on a new site as a compromise. ABC Radio Australia.